Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. With the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing from Psalm 40, a new song, and there David declares, "I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord." And then in verse 16, He says, "Let all those that seek Thee rejoice and be glad in Thee. Let such as love Thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified." Praise God. And as we were looking at the things that occur in our lives when we're willing to allow the Lord to transform us, as He does at the new birth, and continuing that process of sanctification, even though at times, perhaps our own fault, we end up in a horrible pit, He's a faithful God who loves us and will restore us and will redeem us and will deliver us and will set us up upon a rock and establish our goings. He'll bring us into that safety and that security that we desire. And another thing to keep in mind regarding this new song that David is talking about, it actually increases in volume as we follow on to know the Lord. And that's not only true in terms of our own personal experience. There's a greater faith. There's a greater confidence. We can praise God because we know that we know that we know. We might not see how at the time, but we know God will deliver. And there's a striking phrase found in Isaiah, the 24th chapter, verse 14. Let me share that. "They shall lift up their voice, and they shall sing for the majesty of the Lord. They shall cry aloud from the sea. Wherefore glorify ye the Lord in the fires, even the name of the Lord God of Israel in the isles of the sea." It increases in volume. It increases in dimension, if you will, in the isles of the sea. And that's an interesting phrase. My Bible here says, "Glorify ye the Lord in the fires." It says in the east. But I think I read my Bible's the King James. Yes, there's a time we certainly can glorify the Lord in the fires, as the three Hebrew children did, being cast into a terribly hot burning furnace, and there was one like unto the Son of Man who could be seen, and there was not the smell of smoke only, not even that, on their garments. They weren't singed, they were spared, because they believed in their God. They said, "Yea, even though God will deliver us, and even if not, we won't serve your God, be it known to thee, O King." And so we, as we walk on with the Lord, that volume of praise. And just think about this, the praises that ascend to heaven, just like the incense of our prayers, that's increasing because God is increasing His family, more and more people. And sometimes in the most persecuted places where the gospel cannot be preached, there's tremendous revival. And as a result, those songs of worship and praise ascend to the Lord. Recently, I had the opportunity to lead, if you will, a Korean congregation while their pastor was overseas visiting in Korea. And there was a brief what, a video of the believers in North Korea, and they would gather and in darkened rooms, and they wouldn't sing. I mean, they would sing. It was their spirit singing because they couldn't literally be heard, and they would sort of like mouth the words without sound, but they were worshiping God. And I imagine that entered into the hearts and to the ears of our Heavenly Father, and how blessed he was that in spite of their terrible tribulation, the starvation they faced, the untold conditions they're having to experience, separation from family, sent to labor camps, they could still worship and praise God. And then a final thought I'd like to share with you is that this new song God is giving is amplified, increased, and helped by another aspect of our Christian service, and that is by prayer. Look what happened in Acts the 16th chapter, verse 25. Paul and Silas were imprisoned for preaching, ministering the gospel, and it says at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. They prayed first, and then they sang, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. That was a mighty miracle. And of course, the jailer, ready to kill himself, got saved, he and his household. And then in Job, the 35th chapter, verse 10, the word tells us, God, our maker, giveth songs in the night. And then in Psalm 32 and 7, thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Praise God. And then I'd like to share with you final scripture found in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, reading verses 35 through 39. And let's take this as a personal word for us today. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and not tarry or delay. Now the just shall live by faith, and if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Praise God. And so, beloved, we've been talking these last few days about a new song, that David experienced it when God delivered him. And not only that, it says, he hath put a new song in my mouth. That's what David is saying. So God gave him a heart, gave him a will, and actually gave him the ability to sing a new song. Now, perhaps I'll just take a little personal time to share, what is this new song? Well, there is, obviously, when we gather together in our worship service, there are those who have full-time ministry as psalmists, as worship leaders, or as musicians, and they compose songs. God gives them songs. Some of them are exquisitely beautiful. Some, I'm thinking a lot in the 80s, they were songs, pure songs of Scripture. There's power, great power when you sing Scripture. And some of the most, heart-capturing are the simple songs. I know there are, oh my goodness, I think we're getting away from, but there were some, I mean, the new songs, they were so wordy. I mean, they're beautiful, wonderful thoughts and expression, but having been a worship leader many, many years ago, you try singing it at home. See if you can remember all the words. There are some new songs today like, I'll raise a hallelujah. That is simple. And so that's why it becomes so popular, because we can relate to that simple song. I remember when I went to Ruth Heflin, perhaps I think it was her last service she was in before the Lord, she had sickness and the Lord took her home, was the simplest songs. There were new songs that were birthed. And if you understand and have had that experience, God will just move on the congregation. Everyone will sing in a beautiful, harmonious way, in the spirit, in tongues, or with understanding simple things of, you know, you are holy, you are worthy, O Lord, whatever. And it's a beautiful song, a sound also that arises. We call it free praise. And I'm sure some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. But also, beloved, I want to encourage you that this is something even those of us who are quite familiar with the song of the Lord in the congregation of the saints is a personal new song. And I have to confess, I don't allow the Lord to give me that as much as I should. I have experienced that sometimes driving along in the car. And you can do it too. You can say, Sister Glass, I'm not a singer. You know what? You don't have to be, because you're singing to Jesus. You can do it all by yourself. And it could be the simplest things, like, I love you, Jesus. And if you are willing to do that, it might be just a phrase of scripture. He can give you the melody. I mean, it's just amazing. There's times, as I've just sung a new song to the Lord by myself, say in the privacy of my own car, it was an amazing, I would just go on and on and on. And it's Him giving me the words. You can sing in the Spirit. I mean, so I want to just challenge you and encourage you to do that, to allow the Lord to give you a very personal new song. And you might say, well, Sister Glass, a lot of times I just don't feel like praising. Well, you know what? Nowhere in the Bible does it say, when you feel grateful, when you feel joy, be praised. It says, you praise, you will sing, I will sing. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. It's not a matter of feeling. This whole world we are living in, everything is subjective and emotional. Well, as long as we make a determination and a desire in our will, that's all that it takes. So what you do when you don't feel like praising, you go ahead and do what the Word says. You give God thanks in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Praise God. And so, beloved, I hope, and it would be wonderful to hear from some of you, that God is actually giving you a new song in your quiet time, or when you're walking by yourself, or driving down the freeway, whatever. It's a glorious, wonderful time of fellowship, and the Lord loves to hear that. So just remember that no matter, you might be in a horrible pit, but you just call unto the Lord. He will deliver you out of that horrible pit and set your feet upon a rock and establish your goings. And He'll put a new song in your mouth, even praise unto our God. Well, I love you, and I thank you for joining me. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.